The first people who used the term feminist were socialist groups of various sorts. I think that what's important is that usually the term feminism is used in a very broad, ambiguous way. Sometimes people use the term feminism to stand for anything that's in favor of making sure that women are fairly and properly treated. So with that, I mean, the way that feminist propaganda works is that, well, aren't you in favor of that women should be properly treated? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that's what feminism is about. And then all this other kind of baggage comes along with it that we didn't want in the first place. And that doesn't seem to be in keeping with this ideal of fair treatment and just treatment of women. So it's important to try to make it very clear exactly how feminism can be defined. And a good way to do that, I mean, you can't just say, well, feminism is this perverted ideology that some women have to gain dominance over men or something like that, because if you just start with a definition like that, then people aren't going to listen to you either. So you have to try to look through the history of feminist writings to see where this term feminism appeared and how it was used in those writings themselves. And if we do that, I think that we can make a pretty strong case for the fact that feminism, from its beginning and throughout the dominant writings of feminism, has been opposed to the institution of the family. So we need to distinguish between feminist movements that are opposed to the institution of the family because they see the family as fundamentally against the rights of what they consider to be the rights of women, and other kinds of women's movements. I think the best way to try to work through feminist critiques of Islam is first to separate women's movements generally and feminism, as I outlined it here, and then to talk about, well, if we want to have a non-feminist women's movement, what kind of shape should that take? And it's there that I think that we can make a good case for, a good historical case for Islam itself being a women's movement. Islam itself, from its inception, was very much engaged in the effort to try to secure proper and just treatment of women. And it continues to be so, and that's a continuing project.